A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter stood up in the midst of the brothers. There was a group of about 120 persons in one place. He said, "My brothers, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand through the mouth of David concerning Judas, who was the guide for those who arrested Jesus. He was numbered among us and was allotted a share in this ministry. For it is written in the book of Psalms, 'May another take his office.' Therefore, it is necessary that one of the men who accompanied us the whole time the Lord Jesus came and went among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day on which he was taken up from us, become with us a witness to his resurrection." So they proposed two: Judas, called Barsabbas, who was also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed, "You, Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this apostolic ministry, from which Judas turned away to go his own place." Then they gave lots to them, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was counted with the 11 apostles. The word of the Lord.
God works.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also must love one another. No one has ever seen God. Yet if we love one another, God remains in us, and his love is brought to perfection in us. This is how we know that we remain in him, and he in us, that he has given us of his Spirit. Moreover, we have seen and testify that the Father sent his Son as Savior of the world. Whoever acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God remains in him, and he in God. We have come to know and to believe in the love God has for us. God is love, and whoever remains in love remains in God, and God in him. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia,
alleluia, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Says the Lord, I will come back and your hearts will rejoice.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them. And none of them was lost except the son of destruction, in order that the scriptures might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this in the world, so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world, any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I send them into the world. And I consecrate myself for them, so that they may also be consecrated in truth. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning,
and how are you?
Yes.
Today, Jesus begins the gospel by saying, praying, Father, keep them in your name that you gave me, so that they may be one, just as we are one. So what Jesus is praying is that we're like God. Just the way that the Father and the Son are one in love, so we must be the same way. And so then we go to the second reading. It says, no one has ever seen God. That's none of us. None of us have ever seen God. Yet, if we love one another, God remains in us, and his love is brought to perfection in us. Why? Because God is love. And the unity that he calls us to. in a time of such great disunity. Some people are proud of their disunity. They're proud of doing things their way instead of God's way, to making sure I get my rights and I focus on what I want. The heck with everybody else. I got to put myself first. You can do that. But you have to stop calling yourself a follower of Jesus. You're a follower of you. And your intentions, your will, your thoughts, your rules, your everything. Opposite of what Jesus is. This morning when I sat there and I, you know, every morning I always go to the Word of God and I say, okay, speak to me today, God. And as always, bright and early, he spoke to me early this morning, and it was in Peter, 1 Peter chapter 3, which I know pretty well, especially verse 15. But he took me to verse 8. In summary then, all of you should be like-minded, like-minded, like-minded. May they be one. Sympathetic and loving towards one another, kindly disposed and humble. Do not return evil for evil or insult for insult. Return a blessing instead. This you have been called to do, that you may receive a blessing for your inheritance. And then in my prayer, I was just spending time with Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, that says, never act out of rivalry or conceit. Hear this, the Word of God. Rather, let all parties think humbly of others as superior to themselves. Each of you looking to others' interests. You know the next line? Rather than your own. So to be loving, what God calls us to do is look for other people's interests rather than our own. In this past week, we celebrated the passing of Monsignor Peterson, who was my director. It was his anniversary of his death this week. So I've been focusing a lot on him. And always, all the years I was with him, he was always one of my reasons for the proof of the existence of God. Even though at the same time, he was always hard on me, right? Every time I'd go to confession to him, he'd say, isn't it great God loves a jerk like you? Mm-hmm. No comments out of the peanut gallery. Thank you very much. And he would sit there and he would say, like, I remember going to him, and I was right before I took my vow of celibacy as a deacon, and I sat there, and it's 33 years ago, and I said, Pete, I don't know if I can take this vow of celibacy tomorrow. He says, Larry, your problem isn't celibacy, it's humility. And he once looked at me and he says, if you ever did become humble, you'd wear a big sign on your head that says, I'm humble. This is what I had to live with all these years. But at the same time, he was the most loving person I ever met. If you ever knew Pete, I mean, when he was pastor at Union City, the rectory was never locked, ever. The church was never locked, ever. In the rectory, there was 15 beds throughout the house, even in his own bedroom. He had one bed against the wall, two other beds in the room, and a mattress on the floor. People from all over, street people, could walk in and sleep at the house, always. I once had to stay there, and there was nowhere to sleep except on a couch, so I'm sleeping in a couch in the living room. And halfway through the night, I felt a little weird. And I, like, someone was looking at me. And so I woke up, and there somebody was sitting there in a chair looking at me. And I says, can I help you? He said, oh, no, don't worry about it. Go back to sleep. Well, I don't think so. I'm not Pete. I don't know if you could tell that. You know, but once again, people would give him a coat, and he'd be down walking at Gannon, and he'd immediately take off his coat, not thinking of his own needs, but thinking of those of another's, and give a brand new coat to a street person. People used to hate to give him things because they knew he'd give it away. Once he was down there standing outside, and a guy came up to him and says, Father, my mother just died. Can you give me $10? And Sister Marie O'Connor was sitting there talking to him, and Pete pulled into his wallet, and he pulled out, and he gave him the $10 or $20, whatever it was, and kept talking to Sister. The next week, the same guy came up to him. Hey, Father, you got $20. My mother just died. I got to go to the funeral. Pete pulled out his wallet and gave him the $20, and he walked away, and Sister Maria says, Pete, we all called him Pete. He couldn't even make up a new lie. He used the same lie, and you still gave him $20. And Pete says, that man needs my love and compassion more than I need my 20 bucks. You see why I know there's no hope for my salvation? This is reality. This is the call that we live in such another way. And when I reflect on my own life, I don't live this way. But I know that that's what Jesus wants of me. So we have two choices. We can say, well, heck with it, that's just not me, and continue to live our own life and go to hell. Or we can say, God, then you got to change my heart. Because basically I'm a selfish person. And so what that means is every day we need to be going out of our way to make sure that we put other people first in love. And when we do that, God lives in us. Some of us feel so far from God. You don't have to if you're a loving person. You won't feel far from God. So that means very basic stuff, that we do take care of the poor. We don't take all our money and waste it on ourselves, as we talked about. We get involved in the parish life because this is our community. It ain't a place we come and watch what's happening. But if you're thinking about your own comfort, you're going to put yourself first. I like coming and doing nothing. That's what I like to do, Father. Well, we have needs here. It's not my problem. It is your problem if you're a member of our community. Every one of us need to be doing something to build up our community, especially now that we're coming back together. Again and again, healing is found in community. And we have been separated for so long. We need to come here, and everybody that comes here, we need to put them before us. Very simply, we have new members joining us. We got to put them before us. We got to be people of love. Again, that's what's going to make us one. Because as the early church was known by, see how those Christians love one another. May that be said of us. See how those people at St. Joseph Church, Bread of Life Community, love one another. Got it? Get it? Gonna live it? May each of you know his love today and forever.